brought to you by Oklahoma Men's Clinic, the leader in men's health and sexual wellness.
The Sports Animals OSU Practice Report with the Oklahoman Scott Wright. Sponsored by Eskridge Honda. Eskridge Honda goes the Eskridge mile for you. Eskridge Honda on I-240 or EskridgeHonda.com.
Our culture's always been good, but I haven't done a good enough job of being a detail guy on all the little things that I was a detail guy on the first 10 years as being a head coach. And some people will say, well, it's due to fatigue and whatever. It's not fatigue. I'm not tired. I'm nowhere close to being tired. I'm actually probably too ADD and type A, wired up all the time. But Boone Pickens had a great line where he would say, sometimes when you're good at something for a long time, you just start to put your feet on the handlebars and go downhill. You don't pedal anymore.
All right, so Mike Gundy, he's met with the media a couple times, and that was one of the OSU videos they tweeted out on their platform. And Scott, I don't know, in talking to Mike and hearing Mike in that interview, talking about his energy level, I mean, it seems like whatever happened in this offseason, it's kind of put him in a different place. He's got a different perspective on the transfer portal, the NIL stuff. He's obviously not a fan of all the movement, but he knows the deal, and he's accepting the deal, and seems like he's not looking to get out anytime soon.
Yeah, no, it certainly doesn't feel that way. And that comment about, putting his feet on the handlebars is kind of, I think it speaks to maybe how he has allowed himself to kind of become a little bit disconnected from some parts of the program. And he knows that he's got to dig back in and make those parts a priority again, whether it is, building deeper relationships with his players individually or, managing certain aspects of the offense and the defense a little bit more in detail. There's some things like that he realizes he needs to get deeper into and act a little bit more like he was when he was a young head coach.
Scott, I think it's a complete 180 from what we saw just earlier this season when somebody questioned him about his offensive coordinator returning, and he lost his mind at the reporter. In this situation, I really think it's about the most reflective and maybe the most humility I've ever heard him speak with. So, I mean, if nothing else, I like that out of the guy.
Yeah, that showed kind of some, a realistic view of kind of where the program was at, where it didn't always feel that he was fully admitting where the program was at, late last season. So that's an important step forward for this team to get back on track and get back to doing what it has done the majority of his time at OSU, because they need him in that type of mindset to really lead this program the way to do the things that he's done before. That's where he's got to be.
Yeah, you can't criticize a guy for, showing some humility. And that is, I was as critical of him for that press conference as anybody, because the guy was just trying to do his job and ask a question that a lot of people that were on a lot of OSU fans' minds. So I think the question has to be, though, Scott, how much damage has been done since the end of the season until now with the transfer portal, coaching changes, all that? Like, where is this team right now? And is this going to, affect what's gone on in the last few months? Is this going to affect next season?
There was a line that he used when he was talking about, particularly about the transfers that came in. He mentioned that these are guys that want to be here. And even though, 13 guys out of the transfer portal is not a real significant number, the guys that stayed are here for a reason. And I think that it has, seeing the attitude on these new guys' faces has kind of renewed the energy of some of the guys that were sticking around. Guys like you take somebody like Elijah Collins from Michigan State, who you know, is coming in looking to compete for a starting job and go win games in his last season. It's kind of brought a different level of excitement into the room that maybe wasn't there in, you know, November, December. So, you know, guys like that have really helped in a way, because there was so much turnover to kind of re-energize things for the guys that stuck around. So there is a renewed excitement that I was kind of curious if they were going to be able to find really quickly because of the way things ended over the last seven games. And, you know, it was they fell hard and fast, and to bounce back the way that they have from an attitude perspective this spring already has been impressive to me.
Scott, the Cowboys lost a lot of firepower on offense at the receiver position through transfers and guys leaving. But there are some guys still there. And one guy, local kid, I want to ask you about is Talon Shetron, who was a highly recruited kid and really wasn't able to get his footing last year in the program because they had a lot of stuff and he battled some injuries as well. But what are you hearing about him in this spring and as he tries to emerge as one of their go-to guys?
Yeah, a lot of good things. They're really excited still about what he can do. You know, he had an ankle injury early that slowed him down and let Stephon Johnson Jr. kind of climb ahead of him in terms of the depth chart last year. And Johnson obviously got, you know, into a little bit more prominent role than Shetron got some opportunities when they had some injuries and he got injured again. So, but then he was, you know, he was right there in the mix in the bowl game when he finally got healthy and back on the field. So, he's one of those guys. While they don't have a ton of guys that are proven, they've got some guys that they're really excited about in this group, and there's still some depth there. You know, whether it's Jaden Bray, who we've seen.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
What he's capable of. Blaine Green was, you know, moving to tight end last year, then he gets hurt. But I mean, he's a literal carbon copy of Bryson Green. So, you know, he's a talented guy and right on, you know, talent wise, the same type of player as his brother was. So, and then you got the transfers, DeJuan Stribling and Leon Johnson III, who is obviously very intriguing, coming from Division III. But he's 6'5 and 207 and super athletic. So you got a lot of guys in the mix at that position that are going to make this spring and into fall very intriguing. But Shetron's right in the mix and really showing his talent.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where as a fan right now, you just have to look at that depth chart and get to know a lot of names, because there's a bunch of opportunity there, Scott, with more than half of the receptions gone, half of the touchdowns receiving, 56% of the rushing yards, 80% of the rushing touchdowns. Somebody's going to have to, you know, fill those gaps, so it's really going to be fun watching this thing unfold.
Yeah, it is. You know, a guy like DeJuan Stribling that I mentioned was the leading receiver at Washington State the last 2 years and was just looking for a different location, a different opportunity to show his talent. So he's a guy that could come in and, you know, be, you know, one of your main go-to guys. So it's hard to know what to expect out of these guys. Elijah Collins, the running back that I mentioned, you know, he was a guy that, was sitting behind Kenneth Walker for a couple of years up at Michigan State. So the fact that he didn't play a ton isn't necessarily reflective on his talent. He was behind a guy that was, a superstar. So there's a lot of intriguing pieces coming in, and yeah, it's new names, and there's obviously the chemistry issue that you've got to work out, but there's definitely talent to work with, and it's got people excited in Stillwater, that's for sure.
Quarterback update?
Nothing real significant. We don't get to see enough with our own eyes to really have any sort of idea of what's going on. I think it's right where we expected it to be, where Alan Bowman is at the front of the line, and he's the guy that they want to win that job. But Garrett Rangel and Zane Flores are going to compete and try to do what they can to come out and be in that role. So, I don't think, just for the sake of competition, I don't think that they will make any decisions this spring. I think we'll go into late summer. A few years ago, Mike Gundy named his starting quarterback. In a year we thought there was going to be a competition, he named Taylor Cornelius the starter at Big 12 Media Days in July. We could see something like that. Maybe they let it go a couple of weeks into preseason camp. But I don't think anything will be solidified really publicly, at least, during spring.
Scott, as always, we appreciate you. I feel like it was my best segment of the day, so I want to thank you for that. And you'll be back on Monday for us.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, guys.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate you. I'd say I killed it. That's it.
You were awesome, Phil. Now, Phil, if there's one thing I know about you, is you love beef.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to talk about
ground or chuck
or,
well, Kerry, glad you asked. I'm actually going to tease the next segment about beef. But this is, yes, Kerry, Red River softball beef, huh? Lots of beef going on.
Big game tonight.
Hot stuff, to talk about with OU softball.
Hot beef action next on 98.1 FM WWLS, the sports animal.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.